it's a reminder, and it's also an invitation to find a way of sitting for yourself so that you feel upright, you're sitting tall, yet relaxed. So find your sitting posture. And then let your eyes close so that you can take some moments to turn the attention inward. As a way of settling, in this most simple way, we can feel the breath. And you might take a very long, deep in-breath, filling the lungs. So let's breathe together, breathing in deeply. And then a slow out-breath, a slow, conscious exhale. Feel the breath going out, exhaling, exhaling. And then again, inhaling. A deep in-breath, filling the lungs, filling the chest with air. When the breath is full, hold for a moment so you can feel that fullness. And then again, a slow out-breath, letting go, letting go. The sensations of letting go. And again, inhaling deeply, filling the lungs. Hold for a moment. And then with the out-breath, slowly, gently releasing, feeling the sensations of letting go. Letting go. One last time, breathing in deeply, filling the lungs. Holding for a moment, chest full, feeling the sensations of fullness. And then slowly exhaling, releasing, letting go, letting go, letting the breath resume its natural rhythm. And feel your sense of presence with the breath. So there's a relaxing as the breath comes in, relaxing open. And a relaxing and letting go with the out-breath. Letting the breath be in the foreground, yet the senses awake, so you can hear the sounds around you, letting them come and go. Senses awake, feeling the sensations through the body. And senses awake, feeling the feelings, the mood at the heart. Taking these moments of listening to the sounds around you, to the life within you. And establishing your intention for tonight. Just listening and being aware of what matters to you. Sometimes it takes asking yourself a few times what really matters until you sense that sincerity that lets you know there's a kind of homecoming to your heart. What really matters Is it open-heartedness? Is it presence? Is it realizing more who you really are? Is it touching peace? Is it serving from the depth of your being? Is it freedom? It's from this caring that we chant together the mantra Om as community opening with the sound current of connectedness. If you'd like to bring the palms together, please do. Centering the attention at the heart, we'll chant three times. So let's inhale deeply to begin. The gateway to presence, this relaxed wakefulness, is often through the body. You might start by just sensing at the mouth a slight smile. Let the inside of the mouth also feel a sense of a smile. Let the eyes be soft. Smile sends a message to the nervous system through the whole body to relax the fight-flight conditioning some, and it brings a receptivity. Slight smile at the mouth, the eyes are soft. You might feel a smile at the heart, not to paper over, but just to sense the space that's there for whatever is arising. Smiling into the heart. Let there be a kind of opening, a sense of space and openness in the chest, heart area that spreads outward in all directions. So that the shoulders are free to relax back and down some. See if you can relax, soften, feel the shoulders from the inside, kind of dissolving, letting go. The arms at ease, the hands resting in a very effortless way. So that if you consciously soften the hands, you can feel from the inside out the aliveness there. Softening, softening. aware of the tingling and the vibrating. So there's an intimate attention, an intimate soft presence with the hands. And if you feel the chest again, you can sense the openness there. Just let that intimate, wakeful attention move down the torso, softening in the belly, letting this next breath be received deep in the torso, received in a softening belly. This breath, and this one. And again, feeling the aliveness in the belly, feeling awareness in the hips, buttocks, genitals. Letting that awake presence move down through the legs. You feel the legs from the inside out. But if now, if you let yourself feel the feet from the inside, the vibrating and aliveness there, and then widen the attention to include the whole field of sensation, this whole bodily aliveness, this dance of sensation. Noticing how nothing's holding still. It's all changing, vibrating, tingling, heat, cool. And this world of sound moving and coming and going around us. So that you're listening to and feeling the whole moment. Aware of the changing sounds and sensations. And if it's helpful to stabilize presence, to let this inflow and outflow of the breath be in the foreground. So that you're aware that you're here. You might even whisper the word here. Sensing this vivid, changing flow of experience, moment to moment. And relaxing with that. When you notice that the mind has drifted into thoughts, the past, the future, some commentary, then that's an opportunity for arriving again right here. First, it helps to just acknowledge and honor you've noticed. Waking up is possible. Not to judge in any way. You might pause and listen again. Just reopen the attention to the sounds that are actually right here. We arrive again by relaxing again in our body. When we're tense in the body, it's a way of, in some way, kind of pushing against the moment, resisting. So to soften in the body opens us back into what's right here. You can soften the heart, smile into the heart. And contact with an intimate attention what's right there, this mood of the moment, the state of the heart. So our practice is to come back again and again to this living, changing flow of experience. To say yes to what's here. For some, you might find as you arrive back in presence that what's here is difficult. Physical discomfort, emotional pain. Let your saying yes be done with kindness. Notice what happens if your intention is to be very gentle, very caring. Simply noticing what's happening and extending a kind of compassion to your own inner life. You might ask yourself if it's possible to relax just a little bit more right now. To rest in a very relaxed and open presence. Senses awake. See if you can sense what it means to truly befriend this changing moment-to-moment experience of aliveness.